Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Hi, my name is Jeff Radcliffe, partner at Raster Media. We often get asked questions like, can you build me the next Amazon.com for Russian brides? Or can you make my social application the next Pinstagram? Well, here's what it boils down to. We believe that one day more entrepreneurs will rise up and make their dreams become a reality. We believe in building powerful, feature-rich mobile applications with stunningly beautiful mobile interfaces and immersive user interactions. We believe in designing and building websites that are so rich and responsive, you can't believe they're running in a browser. We believe in including your users from the beginning, yes, the very beginning, and giving all users a voice. For 10 years, we've built the most robust and secure applications, user-friendly, innovative software, and much more. Have a dream? We can build it. Call us today at 943-1832 or visit us online at rastermedia.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy new year to you all. This is my annual two-hour broadcast, and I'm allowing everybody on this program that gets through to me on the air to ask the question, what does 2014 hold for me? Usually a very open-ended question. I don't usually allow you to ask that because it's usually a full reading question. I do have a featured caller this morning. Her name's Sharon. I'll be getting to her in just a couple of minutes. But I always like to talk about how to prepare yourself and your living space for the new year. So I want to talk about that right now. The way to do that is spend the next couple of days getting rid of those things that no longer work for you. So clothes that don't look that great on you or don't fit, either too small or too big. I don't know about you, but I have clothes in my closet that are adorable. They still have the price tag on them. They've been in my closet for a couple of years. I'll be getting rid of those in the next couple of days. On New Year's Day morning, so do this before midnight, New Year's Eve, okay? New Year's Day morning, get yourself either a sage stick or some sage to burn with a charcoal disc, or even some incense. Doesn't matter, but I prefer using sage or sage and lavender mixed together in a wand. The lavender is a little bit more of a feminine element, so sometimes I like to use that. But it doesn't matter what you use. Something that smokes, all right, not marijuana, okay, not that kind of program. But I prefer either sage or sage and lavender or sage and cedar or all three of them. Doesn't matter, but something that smokes. And what you're going to do is you're going to start at the inside of your front door, and you're going to light the sage or cedar or sage and cedar or lavender burning stick, all right? When you light it, it'll flame up, and then you'll blow it out, and what'll happen is it'll start to smoke. The more smoke, the better, all right? But it doesn't matter if it's a little bit or a lot. Some people just use an incense stick, and that's fine too. Start your front door, and you point upward, so you're at the very top of your front door with your arms. You're just pointing the sage stick upward. You do a counterclockwise circle around the perimeter of the inside of your front door. So you'll be actually making a circle to your left, all right? You go all the way back up to 12 o'clock, and then you turn to your left, and you do a counterclockwise circle around the inside perimeter of your entire living space. So you're actually going to walk the walls as much as you can reach, and you go around the inside perimeter of your home counterclockwise. So you, if you have more than one level, you start at the entrance level to your home, counterclockwise circle around the whole inside perimeter. Then you go upstairs, you do a counterclockwise circle around the whole upstairs perimeter. And if you have another story, you go up or down. So if you have three stories in a basement, you do downstairs counterclockwise, the next level up counterclockwise, the top level up counterclockwise, then you go down to your basement and do basement counterclockwise. When you get back to the front door, now you go up to 12 o'clock again and do a clockwise circle around the inside perimeter of your front door. Then you turn to your right and you repeat the process going clockwise. First level, second level, third level if you have one, and then your basement, and then back to the front door. When you get back to the front door, one more clockwise circle, then step outside of your home or outside of your living space. Now, if you're in an apartment and it's multi-level, just do one clockwise circle around the outside of your front door. If you actually have a freestanding building or home, what you do is a clockwise circle around the outside of your living space. So outside of your house. So you do a clockwise circle around the door, then a clockwise circle around the whole outside of your home, one more clockwise circle, and then you extinguish your burning stick. This is how to smudge your house for the new year. What the counterclockwise circle does is it releases negative energy. What the clockwise circle does is it seals in neutral energy. Okay, so that you're basically starting with a fresh beginning. I like to open up all the windows in my home after I've done this to allow the new air from the new year to enter my home. The night before I go to bed, there's something else I do. I dump out all the ice that's in my ice maker that's in the fridge. Dump that out because it's last year's ice. Usually there'll be another rotation or two of ice after that. I'll dump that out too in the morning before I smudge the house. And then a tradition that we do in our household is we have some friends over and we do our annual New Year's Day tradition. And the night before, we will have soaked a couple of bags of black-eyed peas. We have a couple ham hocks. We cook them all day on New Year's Day in a crock pot. And we serve them with rice, a little bit of ham, usually some curried fruit, some sort of dessert, and some sort of salad. All right. The salad is to represent money. So the leaves represent, so some people have collards, spinach, you know, romaine lettuce, whatever it is, some sort of salad that represents money, paper money. All right. The beans represent coins and good luck. So having the black-eyed peas and on that day actually represents luck and coins in the new year. All right. The meat that you eat represents the fact that you'll never go hungry in the new year. And something sweet so that you have sweet surprises in the new year. See, when you get to a certain age, the word surprise isn't necessarily a good thing. But we want you to affirm that you will have sweet surprises in the new year. The other thing that we do, and I'm going to suggest this right off the bat, I'm going to tell every one of you to do it right now that's listening, is I want you to take a 3x5 index card. And I want you to write down the five things that you'd like to see happen in 2014, all right? Five things. If you're looking for a new job, the first thing on that list would be, in my recommendation, would be true place success. So you don't actually name the job unless you specifically really know what you want to do. But I always like to put down the words true place success so that you allow the universe to guide you to the right opportunity for yourself. And you may be in a great job right now. Doesn't hurt to put the words true place success on this list. And then you list four other things you'd like to have happen. I want to tell you that this was a absolutely remarkable, magical thing that I did last New Year's Day, is I actually wrote down five things. And do you know that I actually had to add to the list because all five of the things that I wrote down happened? It was absolutely uncanny. So what you'll do is after you write down your five things is on the outside of that 3x5 index card, you're going to fold it in half lengthwise so it's the size of a business card. And out on the outside of that card, you're going to write the word ask, A-S-K. You need to ask for it. You need to seek it. You need to knock on it, all right? So it's from the Bible. Ask and it's given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be open to you. But I want you to remember those three things to get what you want. Ask for it, seek it, and knock on the door of it, all right? Because the thing is that when you write down goals, if you're not aware enough to recognize the steps, the energies that are guiding you toward it, then your life will never change. But the most magical thing you can do is write down the goals of what you want to have happen in 2014. And I promise you, when you write them down, you pay attention to them, they will start to happen. One of the things that I do right now, which is kind of a fun little game I play with myself, well, I don't play with myself, but, you know, I actually play, is that I look for a certain car make. So I want you to think of a car that you just think is really cute or that you might like to have. My favorite little car right now is a Kia Soul. I'm actually thinking that might be my next car because I've driven one a couple of times as a rental car. I think they're delightful. I think they're the right size. They're zippy. Everything about the way you drive in them, it just feels cool to drive that car. So I'm counting Kia Souls. So I'm counting Souls. I'm up to 105 Kia Souls. Now, I don't count any dealership I drive by because that would be cheating. But what I do is as I drive, I'm driving around, if I see a Kia Soul, I count it. So I'm up to 105. I started on December 1st, and I'm up to 105 Kia Souls that I've been seeing. And actually, I think the one that I want is white with tinted windows because I live in Las Vegas, of course. And I want it loaded. I don't know if they do one with leather seats, but I would like one with leather seats. So that's my goal right now. Is that's the first thing on my goal, is that I'd like to have a Kia Soul. So I'm counting them right now. And what's amazing is when you put your mind into that awareness, it's so fascinating how many you start to see. So when you tune your mind toward what you want, you will find that it starts drawing itself towards you. All right? So I'm going to go right to my featured caller. So the fabulous Sharon gets to be my featured caller here as my first reading to talk about the new year. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing a little two-hour broadcast. What?
Does the burning sage start smoke alarms? That's my question.
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Actually,
yeah.
Sometimes it does. You're so funny. I do it in my house, even though it has the smoke alarms. But I get the fans going in the house.
Okay.
So because we have ceiling fans, so I get the fans going in the house. So that part doesn't matter. You just want to go. But that's a very good question. That's part of the reason why I open all the windows after I've done this to allow new year air into the house. It airs it out, and I get the fans going, and it chills it off for a little bit. But it also gives that wonderful fresh air scent to the house again. The other thing I do, which I didn't mention earlier, is that when I wake up, I strip the bed and I put all new bedding on the bed. So everything about the new year is fresh, and that's so change out the towels, wear different jammies that night, you know, that sort of thing. So, all right.
Uh-huh.
Now, Sharon, you're my featured caller. So what that means for you is I'm actually going to do a full spread of cards for you. I'm just going to read them very quickly, okay?
Okay?
So I draw five cards first when I do a full spread for somebody, or when someone asks me a question here live on the air, I just draw five cards. But you get the five cards plus a full spread. So now I'm shuffling the whole rest of the deck. So I want you to think about the whole reason that you reached out to me, okay? I want you to think about that. And by the way, you guys, to be considered as a featured caller, you really just need to email me. And I will decide from the folks that email me that week who gets to be my featured caller on my program every Sunday. So, all right, I'm gathering the cards up for you right now. All right, and I'm cutting the deck. All right, here we go. Okay, the very first card you have is the most successful card you can get in the whole deck. In traditional tarot, it's called the World. It is the most successful card.
Tell me happy times are coming.
Well, actually, quicker than you think. By the 21st of January is what this is saying. So now that doesn't mean that you spend all your resources between now and the 21st of January.
I know. Oh gosh.
What it means is that you can pretty much count that the next 3 weeks for you, or the first 3 weeks of the new year, are going to be incredibly powerful for you. And it's interesting because according to what I'm seeing right now, that your last job really sucked. It really wasn't that great of a job anyway.
You're right.
And that there were
so right,
go ahead.
You are so right, but there was I was betrayed so bad. But go on, you're absolutely right. It was below my level. Hmm. You're right.
Well, here's the thing. It's saying that you were kicked to the curbs more time than you can actually count, and that it seemed like no one really wanted to commit to you. And what that means is that you would go and get somebody's word on something, and then they would turn around and not back it up. So,
I know.
So you actually are, you should consider this a blessing that you're not there anymore, Sharon.
But, you know, I know you can sit and say, why, but I'm telling you, Mona, I did my job. I did my
okay,
job.
Okay, but see, but here's the
doesn't
thing.
Matter.
I got to tell you something. Sometimes just doing your job, even being the best at what you're doing, it sometimes isn't enough, especially if you're working with people that are small-minded.
Okay.
Because if you're working with small-minded people, what happens is that they can't see beyond their own world, all right? And I mean, I'll give you an example. There was a situation where I had somebody call me for a reading, and they worked with someone that had worked his way up from a very low position to a pretty high position. He didn't have a college education. He had just managed to be politically aligned his whole career, all right? And then my friend actually ended up getting a job there, was doing all kinds of really cool things. Unfortunately, some of the cool things was threatening this guy that she had to work with.
Okay,
do you see what I'm saying?
Because
this guy could never go, Sharon, let me finish
this. Crystal clear. Okay.
This guy could never go anywhere else. So someone who could come in with a fresh perspective, with education, experience, and more contacts than this guy actually had, was a huge threat to him. So he did everything he could to undermine my friend. Because the only place he could ever work was that place. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you? That he may have some experience, but he doesn't have what the other person had. So he was doing whatever he could to undermine her. Okay, so I'm telling you that because that's exactly what was going on with you, is that you have a bunch of small-minded people that you were working with before, and thank goodness you're not working there anymore. So the fact that you got let go in December is incredibly cosmic perfect timing for you.
Okay.
So and the more you think about that this was perfect, that the everything lined up for this for you to be perfect, the better and more quickly you get into something new. Okay?
I know.
The first
release,
the first 3 weeks of January are huge for you. And the very first thing you need to do, and I'm talking about your karmic cards here. I have you right here, gregarious, outgoing, smart, connected, savvy, a giver by nature, all right? You are all those things. It's time for you to call in your favors. So on January 1st or even January 2nd, great day to connect with people that you haven't talked to in a while, all right? And I'm talking about people that you've known over the last 3 or 4 years. And you let them know that your assignment with the last company has ended. You don't actually have to say you were let go. You don't have to say you quit. You say that your assignment with the last company has ended and that you are between successes right now and you are looking for the new adventure. All right?
Oh, perfect. Okay, go on. My goodness.
But that's how you frame it. Your assignment at the last company has ended. You did what you needed to do. You're regrouping and gathering your your skills together, and you're just checking in with folks that you've known over the last 4 years, and you're you're between successes and you're looking for the next opportunity, okay? Your goal is to start the next job by February 1st.
That's what I already did for the week I got canned. That was my goal. I put February 1st, I will have a job. I've been saying that every day when I wake up.
Okay.
I have.
Okay. The other thing I want you to do every day when you wake up is, and I want you to do the little purging thing I talked about at the beginning of my program here. I want you to do the sage. I want you to write down the five things you want, but I want you to add one more thing. Every morning when you wake up, I want you to face east. I want you to open your arms wide above your head and say, I'm ready to receive my blessings. Because nobody can work as hard as you have in your career and in your life and not have rewards coming to you. Your biggest issue, in my opinion, is that you're not good at letting people to help you.
You're so pride, Sharon. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, but the thing is, and I got to talk to you about this in a different concept.
Okay.
I want you to think about, let's say every week you put $100 in a savings account, and you did that for 10 years, all right? So you would have, if you did $100 every week for 10 years, you'd have $52,000 plus interest in that savings account, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm telling you this for a reason. But what happens if you lose the ATM card to be able to withdraw from it? What I'm actually asking you to do is take out your ATM card and start withdrawing from this savings bank that you've been putting into. And I'm talking about this imaginary savings bank. You've been doing all these things for people for the last 10 years, and you have yet to withdraw from those same people that you've done nice things for.
Oh, yeah, okay.
When you don't withdraw, you cut off the give and take of the universe, because the universe always works through people. All right.
Given the take situation.
Exactly. So you need to be every morning facing east. I'm ready to receive my blessings. Okay. You're going to call, and I'm going to make you call 10 people. And 10 people could be past coworkers, past bosses, people that you've met that you would actually like to work with because you're interested in their organization. You'd be great at business development. With your background, your business development would actually fall into a lot of different areas. So
you could
actually be the person that does trade shows for investment companies that want to have a present and be a lead generator for other people, but in a bigger way. You see what I mean?
Okay.
Because you know what you're talking about. So here's the thing. What your cards are saying is that you will be in a job that is so kick butt within the next 30 days that all of this crap you've been beating yourself up about will be totally null and void. But you have to get out of the thinking of being in the crap. You have
the victim,
to see, here's the thing. Shit, I'm sorry to say it. Shit happens to a lot of people. And every single person on this planet is going through shit you can't even imagine. All right? There's a difference, though. Some people use that crap and they roll around it and they stink like it. And nobody wants to be near them with a 10-foot pole, all right? Or you can be like your more evolved self and use the crap that's been thrown at you as fertilizer, stomp it down, and grow from it.
And rise above.
Because, here's the thing. These people have done you a huge favor by letting you go, because you would have continued to beat your head against the wall until you proved yourself that you were worthy of their acclaim, accolades, kudos, and attention. You would have continued to kill yourself for that. And I'm telling you, the biggest blessing they could have done was let you go. Now, the funny thing is that I don't know that they could get away with you not getting unemployment, though. Did you file for unemployment?
I did. You know, yes, I did do that. But at the same time, I have right next door to me, there's a job that I'm working at. I knew someone that worked there, and it's like fundraising. Oh, it sucks, Mona. It's all phone work, but you know what? It's better than unemployment, and I'm going to do that 35 hours a week instead of unemployment.
I would rather you do unemployment than do the quote-quote fundraising, because my feeling is that person may be a friend of yours. You may even know this person, but I'm getting a squirrely feeling that you got talked into something, and I don't want you. I don't really, and I don't very often say this to people. I don't want you to go down that road.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So here's the thing: is that you are you deserve the unemployment. You deserve it. Remember how I said it's time to cash in on that interest you've earned on all your giving. You've earned this so that you can spend the full time in the next 3 weeks looking for a full-time job. So tell your friend with the fundraising that you're going to give this, you're going to give your job search the chance it needs to have until February 1st, because you can't work 35 hours a week for someone else and do a full-time job search.
Okay. I got you. You're right.
Okay. So call your friend and say, you know, I'm having second thoughts about starting right away with your company. I really appreciate the offer, but if you don't mind, I'm going to delay it till February 1st because I think I really need to hit the ground running in the new year to go for a different job.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So don't get yourself distracted by working for a company that's going to basically suck you in and benefit from you and take that valuable time you need right now to find something else. So do you have any other questions for me?
No. I don't.
Okay, biggest thing I'm seeing here for you, is that the next 3 weeks need to be all about you being selfish enough to go after what you want, and definitely reach out to people you've worked with in the past. But a job you may want to think about is to take your experience and go into a sales-related job or business development-related job connected with your experience. So the fact that you have such money savvy under your belt, you know about money, you know how to work with money, I would reckon that you'd be a great business development person for an accounting firm, a bank, any investment company, a law firm. You could be the one that does all the trade shows. You could be the person that goes out there and knocks on the door and says, hey, you know, I'm with Adams, Bradley, and Smith accounting firm. We specialize in companies your size. So if you'd like to take a little of the burden off your shoulders, or if you need to have an audit for whatever reason, if your company's thinking about selling, if you want the value of your company assessed, I can help you with that. And what I would do is go to those accounting firms that have approximately 50 to 80 employees and see if you can actually be the business development guru for them, because you already know about money.
I know.
And you're not afraid to talk to people.
Mm-mm. I'm only going that far.
Okay. Here's the thing. Without telling you to go to Vegas and bet all of it on black, I'm telling you, this is saying you will be starting a job on February 1st, that you will have the job by the 21st of January. So it's by you looking at things slightly differently that you take your background to sell what you do or sell your experience, tweak it into, matter of fact, I would take your resume right now and indicate that you did business development within your resume. Business development, special events, trade shows. You probably did all those things. You're just not including them on your resume.
I do
so
have them on there.
So what you do
right
is you include them on your resume, and you start approaching law firms, accounting firms, maybe even medical groups. But I really get the accounting really strongly for you because you already know people that work with money.
I know. Or investment firms. Yeah.
Exactly. So here's the thing is that you just slightly step back and then step forward into a brand new role that you're going to like much better because it's going to give you the kind of freedom that your experience deserves.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Got to go. Do you want to stay on hold and listen, or do you want to go and start doing the stuff I told you to do?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. See you later. Okay. All right, now you have my permission, this program, to ask the question, what does the new year hold for me? And in just a couple minutes, I will give you the highlights of what the new year holds for you. I am going to get to as many calls as I can. I'm seeing a bunch of you lined up here, but I'm going to go as fast as I can to get to as many folks as I can. So I'll be right back after this little break, and we'll start your new year predictions.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code 904. Hello, 904. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lysandra.
Hi, Lysandra. What's your question for me today?
Basically what the new year brings for me.
By the way, I have to tell you, this is my most popular program because that's such an open-ended question. It's normally something I reserve just for full readings. But what I'm going to do is give you a big highlight or sort of a attitude for you to approach the new year, okay?
Okay.
Now, certain things might come up. Love interest might come up, job, your power month, maybe even your lucky month. All that might come up. So let's see what 2014 wants to tell you. So hold on. I'm drawing your cards right now. Okay. Here's the thing. You can handle a lot of stress, okay? And whenever I see somebody that can handle a lot of stress like you can, I want the stress to be about the job. I don't want the stress to be about people. And what it's saying here is that there's a man here that really stresses you out. Do you recognize him?
It can be one or two people, so.
Okay. If he's somebody at work, I just want to let you know that you can't let him get to you.
Well, yeah, I know who that is then.
Okay, because it's almost as if he takes delight and upsetting you. And it's not just you. It's sort of his M.O., all right?
Really?
The other thing is he just upsets. He kind of likes to push people's buttons. So just want to let you know, okay? Because it's like you can't call a guy a drama queen, usually.
So this is not a personal relationship, is it?
Well, it's somebody close to you because they have the ability to push your buttons, okay?
Well,
and I
want
to tell you a little bit more about it. Here, you have a card that talks about releasing yourself from a burden that shouldn't be yours. It's like it feels like you feel a little trapped in something, and you know that your only goal or the only way to stop getting yourself connected with that is to totally step away from that. And what your cards are saying here is you need to totally step away from that. So I'm just telling you that your big focus in 2014 is that make the stress about the job, not about people, all right?
Okay.
Step away from things that seem to hook you in. And it's interesting because sometimes I see this series of cards when people are giving up addictions. that they're stepping away from things that they think they need, but they actually don't really need. And I see that happening for you, that your whole goal is to step away from things that could hook you in and become a burden to you.
Okay.
So what's funny is that when I see cards like yours, somebody that's able to handle a great deal of stress in a work situation, I sometimes see those cards for someone that's a professional nurse or someone that meets a lot of deadlines, that you're very good at getting it done. And a job that actually has that kind of energy would be really good for you. But it's saying that don't allow people to hook you into stressful situations. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay, see ya. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 847 area code. Hello, 847. Who's this?
Yeah, this is calling from Chicago.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
My name is Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A.
Oh, hi, Regina. What's your question for me?
Yeah, the same question what she asked you, what the year holds for me in 2014 about love and health.
Okay. Let me see what the cards want to tell you or what the most important thing you need to know about 2014.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Your biggest message here is to let go of the past. What it's saying here about you, Regina, is that nobody can hold a grudge like you can, and that you have a tendency to hold yourself back because you're still angry or upset about things that happened in the past. So you doing that, I don't know if you were tuned in right at the beginning of the program, but I was talking about how to prepare your living space for the new year. That's incredibly important for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly important that you clear the way so that your new year actually brings you what you want. What's interesting is that it does address love relationships here in your first five cards, and it talks about that the way to attract love to you is to sit still long enough for it to come to you, that it's not something you're going to chase, it's something that's going to come to you, and that as soon as you let go totally from influences, people from the past, especially any past relationships that were romantic ones, as soon as you totally let go of that, what it's saying is that 2014 will be the year of integration and doing new things and connecting with the community and doing sort of a fearless perspective on your life as opposed to one that has been sort of limited. So the biggest message that I have for you to have what you want in the new year is to let go of the past, totally. And the biggest way to do that is take out a sheet of paper, write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the bastard did. And you do this for every single person you can think of for as far back as you can remember. At the bottom of the list, you write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Sign your name and burn it. Okay? Do that on New Year's Eve day. And then do the other ritual that I mentioned at the beginning of this program. If you missed it, just go ahead and replay it. It'll be available this afternoon on Blog Talk. You can replay the program, and it tells you just in that first 5 or 10 minutes that I was talking on the program, it talks about how to prepare yourself for a new beginning. Because as soon as you can truly let go of the past, what it's saying is that what you want literally rushes into your life. So, Regina, I appreciate your call.
Hello?
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
George.
Hey, George. What's your question?
What does the new year hold for me?
Okay, great question.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Well, there's a past relationship that you need to let go of once and for all. That is the biggest message I'm getting here for you. There's a woman you need to let go of. She is not somebody that I see you moving forward with in a relationship. It's saying that as soon as you let her go, the right woman comes into your life, and that she's likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. So that's your biggest message for the new year, is you've got to let that woman go. You got to make her part of your past, my friend.
Okay, what about finances?
Well, see, that's the thing, is there's a promotion coming to you if you want it. Have you asked for that promotion yet?
Yes, and didn't
you? Okay. Okay, well, there's another one coming, so whether it's at this job or another job, it's saying that there's a higher level and more money coming to you. So whatever you're doing, keep doing that connected with your career, but you need to totally dump any thoughts about this woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because she's holding you back from the love you deserve, George.
Okay.
All right, my friend, got to go. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 845 area code. Hello, 845.
Hi.
Who's this?
It's Lucero.
Hi, Lucy?
Lucero. Yes.
Oh, Lucero. You? What is your question for me?
The second one, the classic.
Oh, then what does the New Year hold for you?
Yes.
All right, let me see what the cards want to tell you. Hang on. All right, here we go. Okay, you're going into a year of, okay, your cards are talking about do not compromise what you want this year, that you're going into a year of pure focus. And it's saying, that, and I'm going to give you this absolute classic thing that I want you to remember, do nothing to cause yourself pain, okay? Don't be around crappy people. Don't be around men that don't appreciate you. Do nothing to cause yourself pain. You are going into what I call a no-compromise year. This means that you're not going to compromise your happiness to benefit somebody else. Okay? So this is a no-compromise year for you. And specifically, there are a few people that I would like you to step back from. There's a younger woman here that just seems to be, she may be constantly asking you for favors or money. I want you to step back from her. Then there are two men here, a younger man that seems to be mopey or depressed all the time, and another man that just seems to be really stingy about his time, his money, his demeanor. He's just really a jerk. I don't like him. So you have these three people that I want you to step back from because they're causing you pain.
So your biggest,
your banner is I'm not doing anything to cause myself pain in 2014. So that's what your cards are saying for you. All right, my friend, I got to go. Thanks for calling.
But then what happened if that person is my son?
You mean which one is your son?
The youngest man can be.
Well, here's the thing. If you have a son that's like that, you need to realize that it may not be your influence that's going to be the best service to him. This may mean that he needs to get into professional counseling. And that,
goodness.
You know, here's the thing, is that when you have people that are troubled in your family, and the family has done everything to help them, and they don't seem to be making any difference. That doesn't seem to be helping. You need to go outside of the family to find the help for him.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Well, then you need to be able to step back and allow that to happen, because as long as he keeps thinking that you're going to rescue him, nothing will ever change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a therapist.
My daughter brings money like water. Okay.
Right. So you stop giving her money. And if it means that you have to actually, and if they're all living with you, you may say, I'm selling the house, and you downsize to something where it's just big enough for you. Because what it's saying is that you are not going to do anything to cause yourself pain. You're not going to do anything to sacrifice your level of comfort for other people that don't seem to appreciate it. Because they've learned to expect it. All right, sweetie, I got to go. I'm sorry. I've got a lot of calls.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
With you and Mary.
All right. And I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy. What's your question?
I'd like to know about when I'll be moving out of state and about a TV job, when that'll be happening, and what state.
A TV job?
Yeah.
Okay. February is your big power month for what you want. There is a man here that seems to be blocking your progress. So I don't know if there's two men here in your cards. There's one man that is blocking your progress by his own laziness or complacency. Do you recognize this man?
No.
Is there somebody that could be a referral for you that has not stepped up to give you what he promised to give you?
Yeah, but he said that he's working on it, but I think he's waiting on other people, and I don't know.
Okay, I'm getting a very complacent man that's holding up your progress.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that whatever you need to do to make it easy for him to give you that last little bit of credential, you need to do it. So I'm just letting you know that there is he is the man blocking you from a total commitment to a new opportunity. So whatever you need to do to charm him into action, you need to do it. Okay? You need to come up with the biggest thing that's going to benefit him by going into action. Okay? Then I see a total commitment to something in February. So February is your huge power month. So it's saying that you will be able to commit totally to something in February that will be exactly the right fit for you. And it's saying a big embracing of something. Now, this is what's interesting in your cards. You have a card that talks about embracing something that you let go of from the past that has some sort of a rebirth connected with it. So it may be a project you've done before that you are going back into because it's your experience that they want for the project. And then there's this lovely man that I adore, that he's got dark hair, dark eyes. He's very youthful in his way. So he might not be young, but he's young in his attitude, in his energy, in his demeanor to things. He's somebody that I really would like you to spend more time with. I don't think you know him yet, but he's got dark hair, dark eyes, slender, and I don't know where I got this, but I got a dimple in his cheek. One side, a dimple on one side, and that when he smiles, the dimple shows, and he hates it when people point out his dimple.
That's cute.
I know that sounds weird. I don't usually get that specific, but I got that for you. Okay.
Okay.
What's interesting is you've got to motivate the guy that keeps sort of putting you off, saying that he's waiting on other people. You need to. Because I don't think that he's waiting on other people. He's just lazy. And there is some weird benefit for him to not, I'm not saying that he's holding you back, but it's almost like he doesn't really care that you're really counting on him. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he seems like, to say that he wants to help. Like, he talks about how he wants to help. He's not the one giving the job. He's just making the connection.
Right. But, see, that's the thing, is that he's the one holding up your connection. Because here's the thing. Your power month is February. You have this lazy guy. You have and I'm just going to call him the lazy guy. You've got him responsible for you being connected so you can have the total commitment to the new opportunity, something you've done in the past that's very valuable to this group of people, all right? And then that one of the people in this new situation is a guy with the dark hair, younger guy, dark hair, dark eyes. But here's the thing. You've got to push him, and you need to give him a deadline. Say, you know, let's say his first name's Bart. Hey, Bart, you know, I know that you're working on this, but I really have a timeline in mind of February.
I want it in January.
Okay. Well, you'll probably be moving and getting ready for everything in January. I'm talking about a start date for you in February.
Mm-hmm, okay.
It could be sooner than that, but the thing is, you got to get this dude off his ass to start talking for you. And the latest I want, I mean, the week that's going to be the power week for you is the week of the 6th.
Oh. Okay. Maybe I'll tell him that he has to invite me to an event or something, because he said that people are off now because it's it's vacation time.
If you can get him to invite you to a New Year's Eve event where he's going to be with his homies and he can introduce you, that would be ideal.
Okay.
Get yourself invited to one of his New Year's events. Actually, call him up as soon as we hang up and say,
I'm going to
do that. Dude, my psychic says that I should go with you to one of your New Year's Eve events. She says it's going to be magical for both of us.
Okay.
Okay. And he'll go, who's your psychic? What?
He might think he's getting laid then. No.
Well, he's not going to get laid because you're not that kind of girl.
No.
So what you do is you call up and you say, my psychic said that if you take me to a New Year's Eve party with you, that something really great career-wise is going to happen for the two of us, that it's going to feel like magic. Things are going to happen so fast. So I want to follow my psychic's advice, and what's the harm?
You think that's true?
Right? I do think that's true.
Okay.
We have to get his butt motivated. And if he goes into a public event with you, then he can't help but connect you with the people you need to be connected to.
Yes. That's what I want.
See?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, but you got to, this says you have to push it, because if he's full of crap, you want to find out now.
Was full of crap. Okay. Yeah.
Here's the thing, is that you push him.
Okay.
In other words, you need to say, dude, you have to prove this to me. Now I haven't seen anything. You could actually say that to him at the party. Say, you know, I was beginning to think you really weren't as connected as you told me you were. So I'm really glad that you're proving me wrong.
That's ballsy.
You got to play this, girl. If you want it, you got to play it. All right, girl.
Okay.
Let me know what happens.
I'll do it. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Post on my Mystic Mona page on my Facebook page the picture of you all dressed up at this party. Take a selfie.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. Long time no talk to. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you, Mona. Thank you. I'm doing okay. I just sent a letter to Carrie. She's with a company, and I was asking her in the letter, email, would she please look into a situation and let me know if she can resolve it. It's with a company, and I wonder if you saw that. She's coming back January 1st. From vacation, if you saw a positive outcome for me on that.
Well, there's a card here that talks about you have a reason to celebrate, but it might not be connected with this gal. You have a card that talks about there's a reason to celebrate, but the woman here is coming up reversed, which means that she may not be able to address your issue. So this may not be connected with this company. What's interesting, though, is there's a man here that's acting. There's a man that would be more likely to act as your advocate than this woman. So do you know who this man is?
No. Could he be with the same company, though? He might be higher up on the ladder. I wonder.
Well, here's the thing. This man is not a fighter. He's a incredibly smart, intellectual, brilliant man. And there's a celebration connected with him. So what could happen is that this gal may send you back an email, something along the lines of, you know, Lisa, this is not my battle to fight. I'm really sorry, as much as you'd like me to look into this. I'm not getting her responding positively to helping you. And the reason I'm getting that is because there's some crap going on in her world right now that she doesn't want to be the person that causes waves. That,
okay.
You know, sometimes there's a saying, you got to choose the hill to die on, all right?
I know.
And, and I'm serious. You got to choose the hill to die on. And thing is that she's not going to, and this is not a reflection against you as a person. She would not do it for anybody right now. That she will not sacrifice her own sense of well-being or her own position for somebody that wasn't at a company for very long.
You're
even
right.
If that even if that person was treated unfairly like you were, all right? Your goal, Lisa, has always been to find the job that allows you to sing to your heart and your abilities. And it's been a really struggling couple of years for you. I know that, and I see it in your cards. But there's a man here that if you find this guy, he will hire you for exactly what you bring to the table. So so my recommendation would be that if you have already sent the letter, well, bless it and say, you know, thank you in your mind, thank you for reading it. If you haven't sent it, I'm not sure that I would.
I already sent it.
Okay, then just send the blessing that you know, you're putting it out there to the universe that this was wrong. Now, she may save it and show it to somebody later when she needs ammo on something. She may save it. This came from an ex-employee from, you know, back in December of 2013, and I just want to let you know this is the first time this issue's come up. So you may be giving her fuel for something down the road. She doesn't dislike you. It's just that she's not in a position to stand up for you or sacrifice her place in the world to benefit you. So
don't take
that personally. It's just that, you know, we all, in a way, have to kind of watch out for ourselves first, as much as it would be just like the movies for us to stand up for other people. You know, it's like it's like in the movie Catching Fire when everybody holds up the three fingers to support Katniss, you know, and the one guy that does it first ends up getting punished. Do you see what I mean? There's a little of that groupthink going on where she is and at the last company you were at. So I want to tell you that your last company was not a place that really recognized people that took initiative. So in a way, it's kind of a blessing you're not working there. So, but there's a man here that recognizes your talents and that he will lead you to a reason to celebrate. So I would instead focus my energy on getting a job that I could actually still grow from within without the spark of the world's out to get you.
Now, I see totally what you're saying. It all resonates. It all rings true. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. Thank goodness our economy has gotten much better. I mean, 2014 looks like a much better year for jobs than 2013 did, and especially 2012. So I have to tell you, it's for you to have really any job right now, and then start pursuing something that you really want. Don't look at the job like it is the end-all of what you're going to be doing. Right now, you just need a job to pay the bills. That's all.
Right. Yeah.
Don't look at it like it's the big career dream. However, I keep seeing that in 2014, there is a man that understands what you bring to the table and how smart you are and how brilliant you are. You get to meet that man. And that's the man that I see a reason to celebrate with, and it's saying for you, your big power month is March.
Wow, I love it. You know,
I
have one freelance position right now. It's not pulling in a lot of money. Do you see that money kind of increasing to the extent where
Well, I have a question.
Kind of
are you working with this freelance job, are you working with a guy?
I do a lot of different things. I do a lot of different things that are leading to my specialized area. The one freelance is a paid position, but I do a lot of different things in very high-profile areas. And that man, I'm thinking, you know, one man comes to my mind when you're talking about him. I'm not sure if it's him, but I sure do like him. I like his integrity.
Well, that would be how I would open any conversation with him if you wanted to ask him career advice. And I would actually call him up and say, you know, hey, when you have a few minutes, it's me, Lisa. I want to ask you a career advice question. So, you know, leave him a message saying, you know, when you get a chance, give me a call. And then you start out with, you know, George, thanks for calling me back. I want to tell you that the reason why I asked you that question or left you that message is that I admire your integrity. And so I just want to ask you this career question. And then ask that question. Don't be surprised if he himself connects you to the next step. But the fact is that, you know, most people can't resist someone that says, I really admire what you've done. And without you know, picking his brain and getting him to the point of a long dialogue of how he did it, giving him the open-ended question, if you were me and you had these talents, what would you do with them? That's the better question to ask, because you're more likely to absorb and listen to his advice.
I love it, yeah.
All right, my friend, I got to go. Nice hearing from you.
You think his freelance position picking up, though?
Well, I don't see you in dire straits, so there is more work coming to you. That is your love work, so you have to keep doing it no matter what happens.
Okay.
All right, got to go. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Hi, Jeff here from Raster Media. What it boils down to is this. Your software is weak. Your cloud is as secure as a 70-year-old man driving a Lambo. And I'm guessing you think the Lean UX is some new fad diet. Bill Nye, the science guy, can't even figure out how to use your stupid application. For 10 years, we've built the most robust and secure apps, user-friendly, innovative software, and much more. Have a dream? We can build it. Call us at 702-943-1832 or visit us online at rastermedia.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Okay, and here we are back on this special two-hour program of Psychic View. I'm going to go right to area code 647. Hello, 647. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. What's your question for me?
I think I'm going to follow the pack and ask what's in store for 2014.
Okay. Well, let's see. Wow. Huge. Okay. I'm going to tell you something huge. There is a big leap forward, and it's going to happen the easy way, all right? Since you are, though, tuned to things happening the hard way, like if there's the easy way, the right way, the wrong way, and the hard way, you will choose the hard way every time, okay? 2014 is about you doing things the easy way. And the easy way starts by you stepping away from people that are absolute assholes.
Okay.
Okay? So the nice thing about doing a program on the internet is I can use cuss words. I want you to step away from the jerks, okay? Because what it's saying is that 2012 and 2013 was all about you trying to impress people that are not worthy of your hard work and energy. So I don't want you to try and impress them anymore. The quicker that you can actually detach, the better. All right? Because, you know, the opposite of love is not hate. It's detachment. It is the feeling of, okay, whatever, I don't care. Mm. And there are some really shitty people that you've gotten yourself connected with that don't deserve to be connected with you. So I want you to actually do that list that I told somebody earlier in the program, where you take out a sheet of paper, you write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the bastard did. You do this for every single person you can think of for as far back as you can remember. At the bottom of the list, you write, I release these past events from my new beginning. Sign your name and burn it. Do that before New Year's Eve. Do that before at the end of the day on New Year's Eve. Okay?
Yep.
Because what you have two cards here that I absolutely love for you. The first one is called Courage or Strength in traditional tarot. It's a card of you being who you are without apologizing for who you are. In other words, just be who you are. And the more authentic that you are, the more authentic you are, the more the sun shines on you. All right? The other card that I love for you, and the reason why I say you don't have to do it the hard way anymore, is there's a big leap forward in a brand new direction. This could be a new love relationship. This could be a new job. This could be a new business. It could be a new perspective on life. But what it does is it burns away for you all those people that never really tapped in on your value. A big leap in a new direction. So your 2014 is all about trying new things with a sense of faith that it doesn't matter whether you succeed or fail. 2014 is about you trying new things and being open to them. And that stepping away from those people that are just assholes.
Okay.
All right, my friend. So go conquer 2014 in a big way.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I got somebody here from the 917 area code. Oh, let me get you on there. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Ellen. I'm glad I got through to you.
Hi, Ellen. What's your question for me?
Can you give me a highlights or preview of 2014?
You sure can get that. That's why I'm here. This is actually my most popular program because I allow you to ask that question. Next weekend, I won't allow you to ask that question. So, all right. Stop fighting. Okay, you have a card here that you have been in your past, Ellen, a big procrastinator, a big putter-offer, all right? So 2014 is the year that you don't procrastinate, okay?
Okay.
That if you know there's something you need to do, you're just going to do it. And it's also talking about there's a new adventure you keep putting off for yourself, and the adventure is sort of a two-year quest. Now, it doesn't mean that you pack a rucksack and go travel around the world and beg for bread scraps. But what it does say is that there needs to be an openness to adventure in 2014 for you. That you are, you're in a lot of ways, Ellen, caught up in your head, that you think that if you think about, I should back up. Let's say you get invited to something or you think you want to try something new. Your tendency is to keep thinking about it and working it in your head until you actually talk yourself out of it. Okay?
Okay.
In 2014, I want you to be more spontaneous. that it's almost like I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Actually, I'm going to give you I'm going to give everybody listening this assignment. There are two movies I want you to watch. Okay? The first one is with Meryl Streep and Albert Brooks, and the movie is called Defending Your Life. Have you ever seen it?
No, but it sounds interesting.
Okay. You can get it on Netflix. So and I think you might even be able to stream it on Netflix. So the first one is Defending Your Life. The second one is with Jim Carrey and Terrence Stamp, and it's called Yes Man.
Okay.
They're both silly, sort of light comedy, thought-provoking movies, but they are two of my absolute favorites around this time of year, all right? Especially for you, because you're at a phase in your life right now where you have such power and no place to direct it.
Okay.
Okay, so your highlight, your biggest highlight of 2014 is don't postpone anything. Do not procrastinate. And that the more spontaneous you are, the more life comes up to greet you. And that over the next 2 years, there's something kind of powerful that occurs for you. And that's 2014, 2015. Is that you step into your whole purpose, why you were born in this lifetime in the first place.
Wow.
I know, it's big stuff. It's big stuff. But I want you to look at your life a little differently than you've been looking at it. And that the two most powerful words in the whole world, in the whole universe, and in your whole universe, the two most powerful words are the words, I am.
Okay.
Okay? And you can put any word behind those words, but I am, which means I exist. I belong. I'm here. I'm aware. I am. And that the more you can get right into that nanosecond of true present and true awareness, what happens is that your life starts to unfold in such a huge way that you're going to look at all the past years of your life and go, holy crap, I didn't get it till right now. And you're going to get it. It's interesting because your cards actually even lean toward talking about this getting out of procrastination for you leads to enlightenment. Big stuff. When I say that to you, I'm really talking about big stuff, Ellen.
Wow. I'll have to say one thing. This reading is very different from the others I've heard while waiting to talk to you, and it sounds spot on, really meant for me.
Okay. See, here's the thing, Ellen. There are no accidents. When I talk to somebody, I tune in on what I think they most need to hear right at that moment. And with you, you have such power, and that I don't want you to overthink things. I just want you to do it. And that this 2 years of doing, you might even call this your two-year window, because everything changes for you in these next 2 years. But the secret is, don't procrastinate.
Okay. I'm going to start today.
All right,
today.
My friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, and have a great 2014.
And a blessed new year to you as well. All right. I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Tony. How are you doing today?
Did you say Tony?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Tony. You're only the second gentleman that's called today. I always think that's kind of cool when guys call in. So what's your question for me?
I'm just looking at the career situation this upcoming year.
All right, let me see. Okay, Tony, the more heartfelt, the more authentic that you can communicate with people, the more success that comes to you. Okay, so here's the thing, is that there seems to have been, up until now, an overemphasis on how much money you make. And I'm going to say it that way because here's the thing. I see money coming to you as soon as you don't worry about it, dwell on it, concentrate on it, obsess about it. As soon as you take money off the table and instead do what I think is one of your biggest gifts, and this is saying that your biggest gift or the one that you're going to cultivate in 2014 is the gift of being able to connect with people. That the more that people see your authentic, heartfelt soul side of you, the more success that comes to you. And your secret to success is that. It's interesting because it says that in 2013, a promotion or a job that you really wanted sort of eluded you, that it feels like you got a bit stomped down in 2013. And I want to tell you that that actually was okay that happened. That's what your cards are saying. Because if that hadn't happened, let me back up. If it had happened, you wouldn't be at this point where you would realize that the turning point for you is to become authentic and have the ability to connect with people. I'm going to recommend something to you that you're going to think is kind of odd, but I'm going to recommend that you sign up for Toastmasters. Do you know what Toastmasters is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The reason I want you to sign up for Toastmasters is twofold. You have this wonderful immediate impression on people that is incredibly positive. I want you to learn to build on that. Okay? Because what people see in you, and this is part of the reason why people are actually romantically attracted to you, is that people see something in you that is incredibly soulful, heartfelt, and connected. All right? And I want you to learn to be able to present that, because I get you being able to be so good at presenting to people that not only can you throw a little comedy in there, but you can actually sincerely persuade people to your point of view. And that once you can actually master that, then any job, any promotion that you want will come to you. But 2013 really sucked as far as your career was concerned, because it seemed like nobody was recognizing how fabulous you were.
Right, and I guess I, you know, ultimately would look to venture on a creative path, because I guess that's what my ultimate desire would be. So
okay, the more that you can connect with people,
uh-huh.
and tap into sort of their, it's like I'm actually asking you to learn how to connect into that emotional side of yourself,
okay.
And then the creative will naturally flow from that. So whether that's performing or music or acting or even being a TV reporter, whatever it is, it will evolve from that. But first, we have to get you to the point where you're not embarrassed to talk about your own struggles. That you can reveal yourself without feeling like you're sharing too many secrets. That if you can get to that point, and that's what I want you to concentrate on, is the ability to connect with people so that you can not only draw yourself out, but you're drawing them out of the process. And that in so doing, they feel almost compelled to help you.
Got you.
Okay, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Happy
Appreciate
New Year. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
How
you doing?
I'm good.
I'm good. What's your question for me?
Well, I would like to know, I'm not going to ask the 2014 question. I'm going to ask instead, I applied for a job with a foundation, and I'm kind of associated through the same foundation in another way by getting certified as a Reiki master. So I sent an email to my Reiki master asking her to put in a recommendation for me for this position. It's a professional position.
Right.
And I got a letter. I did get a letter through the email saying that they were interested in my resume, but they're waiting until the end of January to go back, I guess, with a search. And they're hoping I'm still also be interested at that point. My actual question is, do you see me getting this job? And if so, would it pay enough that I can then afford to buy the home that I've been wanting to purchase? Because I don't know what the salary is on this job.
Okay. There's a card here that talks about, through a lot of hard work on your part, that you get to bloom into what you want to be. All right? There's some steps. By the way, I accidentally pulled out 6 cards for you instead of 5. The first step is letting go of your of the past and your expectations, which is a funny thing for me to tell you. But it's saying that there is this deep letting go of the past. So you've probably heard me talk to a couple folks on the program here earlier about kind of how to do that. But
yeah. But
I really would recommend that you do a big purge of your living space, like I talked about at the beginning of the program. So if you weren't tuned in then, replay that part of the program a little later. But
okay.
it's talking about the ability to follow your heart, the ability to embrace a job that you'd be very good at, a new job coming your way in the next 4 weeks. The only prickly pear that I see connected with this, so it's saying that you're going to get the job or a job in the next 4 weeks, but there's a card here that talks about you have this tendency to give more than the job description, all right? And I want you to be careful about over-investing your energy. I want you to invest what the job requires without falling all over yourself to do more unless you're paid for it. Because you have this tendency to go into any project where you're all in, all right? And so you're showing all these things that you need, that you can do. Well, what happens is that people in the past have taken advantage of the fact that you can do all these great things and they don't have to pay you more to do it.
Right. That's true.
Okay? So I don't want you to go into this job full tilt bingo where you are falling all over yourself to impress them, but that you're working your butt off a little too hard in the process. Okay?
Part of that is the way I was raised with a work ethic too. It's kind of I have a hard time.
Well, okay, you can still have your work ethic. You can still have the work ethic, but I don't want it to be at the sacrifice of your well-being. Because the thing is that there's a pattern that I don't want you to repeat in this next opportunity. I don't want you to repeat the idea that you are going to do other people's work in order for you to make a good impression. So I'm going to give you a standard answer for that particular situation right now. The next time, and this is when you get the job, the next time somebody asks you to do their work, I want you to say, and let's say her name's Sally. So Sally comes to you and says, So, Laura, can you do this project for me? Because, I'm really running low on time and I would really appreciate it. Now, she may be somewhat at an equal level or maybe even slightly a notch up from you.
Mm-hmm.
What you say is, Sally, I'd really like to help you with that, but I'm working on a project right now pretty heavily for Bill, who Bill happens to be your boss. And then you say, I have no problem helping you with this, but you're going to need to clear it with Bill before I can help you on it. Okay?
Yeah.
So what happens is that then she goes, if she has the balls to go to Bill and say, hey, I think Laura can help me on this project. Are you okay if she helps me? What Bill will say is something along the lines of, well, Laura's just getting her feet wet here. Do you think it's wise for us to be burdening her with extra things before she's actually fully integrated in her job?
So
here's the thing. If he says, oh, sure, if she can find time to help you, I have no problem with that. So then what you do is you start piling on the extra work that you do into this little list that at your 90-day review you go to Bill and you say, oh, by the way, I also helped on Laura's extra project, and I also helped on, I also helped on Sally's extra project, and I also helped on Joan's extra project, and, you know, these were all you were aware of, and I'm wondering if my position would warrant a raise at the end of this 90-day review because I've taken on this extra work in my own time.
So, okay, so I understand that, and that's how you can get promoted and get raises, but will the new job pay enough out of the starting gate for me to get a new home?
What it's saying is that this job gives you the ability to flower. So so if you're asking me specifically, will I have enough money so I can buy the house I want, this is saying yes.
Okay.
But I really wanted to get – I really wanted to emphasize that other thing.
No,
I
didn't
answer it right away.
No, okay. I understand. I do. Thanks, Mona.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Go take on the new thing. Let me know.
I will. Thank you. Happy New Year.
See you later. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, guys. I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you?
I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Lena from Florida.
Lena. Okay, what's your question?
I wanted to see what you see, just an overall, anything I can look forward to this year.
You mean for 2014?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The biggest thing I'm seeing in your cards, my friend, is that it's very important that you tell the truth of what you want and need in 2014, actually from now moving forward. Because what it's saying is that you have this tendency to just kind of want to get along with everybody, but you're not very good at telling people what you want. So you have people around you that are willing to help you and do nice things for you, but you're not good at telling them what's going on with you. You have a card here that stresses you living your truth, all right? And I want you to just think about, what I have you think about this way. I want you to think about what you're looking at in front of your eyes right now, okay? Right. I actually, when I do my little radio broadcast here, I actually have a blank wall in front of me. I look at a blank wall when I'm doing these readings. And it's got kind of a pattern on this wall. And sometimes I actually see figures or I see things in the pattern on the wall. But it's in essence a blank wall. Well, the reason I'm saying that to you is that as I'm concentrating on the blank wall, I'm bringing out to whoever I'm talking to the truth of what I'm seeing in them, all right? It's I tap into what I see as their truth right at that moment, okay? When you're looking at anything, I want you to imagine that you're looking at the truth through your eyes. When you hear anything, I want you to imagine that you're hearing the truth through your ears. When you feel something, I want you to imagine that you're feeling the truth. When you think something, I want you to imagine you're thinking the truth, okay? When you speak, I want you to imagine that you're speaking the truth, okay? This is the truth of who you are. One of the biggest things that's held you back is the fact that you have been speaking what you think other people want to hear instead of speaking your truth, all right? And it's talking about a brand new beginning for you that's just going to come to you by you speaking your truth about what you want. So I want you to try it. So, Lena, what is your truth? What do you want? Tell me what you want.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want you to tell me. What do you want?
I want a secure job, and I want a new home. I want to I want to reunite with my kids again.
Okay. So all of those things are things that you want. They're your truth mm-hmm. of what you want. All right? Have you been tuned into the program since because I actually had a longer program. Did you hear the beginning of the program?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I really want you to get that 3x5 index card, and I want you to write down the things that you want on that card. Because what it's saying here is that the things that you want are going to be presented to you, and that your big power month this year is April. That there is either a new job or some new opportunity coming to you in April that I want you to take, and I want you to take enthusiastically. So it either could be a promotion at your current job or a brand new job. But are you working right now?
No, but I have an interview on the 31st.
Okay. December?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Day after tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's very important that when you go to this interview that you express that, and actually before you even go to the interview, go on the internet and research the company so that you have a very good understanding of the company, the history, what they do, that you really think your skills could align well with that. And it's saying that there is a new job coming to you. There is a really amazing opportunity coming to you in April. So should this job happen for you, which according to these cards, you're going to get this job that you interview with on Tuesday, just be very prepared for it, all right? But there would be a quick promotion after you got this job, that the promotion could happen in April.
Better job? Maybe a better job?
Well, what it's saying is that you may get promoted at this job that you get hired for on Tuesday. You may get promoted in April, or you may find a job that you like a little bit better in April. It's important that you get back to work as soon as possible, but what it's saying is April is your power month for work.
Wow, that's great.
All right, my friend. All right, so go kick some butt, okay?
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you later. Okay. All right, I've got somebody here. Looks like somebody's calling on the internet. I have Akasha Bird, so let me see if I can get that person. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Akasha. Thanks for taking my call. It's so exciting.
Oh, hi, Akasha. What's your question?
I was, like everyone else, I just want to know what 2014 holds in career and finance.
All right, let me see.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay. Wow. This is the happiest card that I ever get in my deck. In traditional tarot, it's called the Sun. So if you wanted to actually do a Google search for the tarot card, the Sun,
right,
you could actually read the meaning of this card. That's your conclusion card of the five cards that I pulled out for you. What's interesting here is it's saying for you to get into the situation that you ultimately want, you need to jump in and participate in life again, okay? So instead of isolating yourself or holding yourself back, I want you to be the person that is first in line to help, first in line to participate or join, because you have a card here that talks about, and you didn't even ask me about romance, but and I don't know who this man is. This man could either be somebody you work with, or this could be a love interest. Are you already married?
No, I'm single and happy that way.
Okay, well, you can be single and happy, but this man is going to be a significant person in your life. So this man could be just somebody you become incredibly close friends with, but he's smart enough for you. See, that's been your biggest challenge with a lot of people, and part of the reason why you sort of isolate yourself away from people is that you don't want to be a bitch about it, but you're smarter than a lot of people. And so for you, and I'm just saying, okay, so for you, the only way that you can actually feel like you connect with people is if they're smart enough for you. This man is smart enough for you. So he becomes a great asset or ally in your life and a great friend, which is funny because, like I said, I see that you don't actually have a lot of people in your life because you view people sometimes as a burden. And that's not a bad thing. That's the way your cards are coming up. But it's also saying that you sort of slightly shift that. It would be like if I were to tell you to get involved with a group, I would tell you to find the local Mensa in your area and hook in with them. Because if nothing else, these people would be smart enough for you. And starting with that is always a good recommendation for you. But there's this man that is going to be a key to you getting what you want financially and career-wise.
Okay.
So what do you do for work now?
Well, it's really funny because I work as a healer and a channel, but in the last 4 months, I've actually been living in a tent, completely isolated in nature, close to my family. So just to conserve energy and be able to deal with people. So everything you're saying makes absolute sense. And I guess what I feel like now is, stepping out and really establishing, my work and being able to help as many people as I can.
Well, my immediate reaction to that statement would be for you to find a Buddhist temple.
Okay.
Seriously, that you because you already have the understanding of being aware. You already have that. What it's saying is the only thing you need is a slight level of discipline with it. That
okay.
There needs to be a discipline connected with it. So that you start getting that feeling of the whole world loves you, instead of you feeling like the world loving you would be a burden.
Okay.
Okay. I know that sounds really weird, but you're getting
you.
What I'm telling you.
Yeah. Definitely.
And there will be a man that you meet there that will be he will be like your teacher.
Okay.
He will, because you're so close to it right now. You are so close to it.
Okay, cool.
All right,
that's
my friend.
So
thank
great.
You so thank much for
you.
Calling.
Thank you so much.
All right,
lots
see you later.
Bye.
And blessings to you. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, I guess. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so
I
what's
just,
going on with that? Hold on. What's going on with your financing for the last couple classes you need to take?
I went to the college last week, and they told me that I batched out completely, and she told me that I had to apply for a loan, and she gave me some brochures to go online to apply for some loans. Some of those loans are they are like you have to have a co-signer if your credit is not good, and that's my burden right there.
So what's your question for me today?
Well, that's my question. Also, the hospital closed on the 31st of this month, but I actually was the 19th was my last day of this month, and I, applied for other hospital jobs and other jobs, and I just wanted to see how those two things is going to work out for me with the hospital and the college.
Well, it says here that there's a dark-haired, dark-eyed woman that is willing to help you and a blonde woman with green eyes that's willing to help you. So it's saying that I would definitely be nice to all the women you meet right now, because according to what this is saying is that there's a woman that guides the way for you to get a job. Now, have you gone to the temporary staffing services that we talked about last time that specialize in hospitals?
No, ma'am. I haven't went there yet. I'm going there in the morning. You talking about the Georgia Department of Labor?
Well, what I'm seeing here is that there are two women willing to help you, and I definitely want you to follow their advice, because what it's saying is that there are two women that could actually guide the way for you to get into the job that you need to get into, and then having the job will help you get the loan to finish your education. So it's literally talking about it's time to call in your favors and reach out to those people that owe you or those people that are willing to help you, because it's saying that your big power month is January, that there's a lot that's going to happen just in the next few days for you.
Wow, okay. Well,
you got to make sure you take action on it. You can't just sit there and wait for the UPS guy to deliver it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Georgia Department of Labor. They was helping some of the employees that lost their job, also to try to get back in school, and so they could help me, finish up.
Yeah, and I would be first in line tomorrow morning for that. So I'd get up early and be first in line because you want to catch them while they're fresh.
Yes, ma'am. And also, I'm going to go there and also back to the register. Well, I went to the register also, but I need to see a financial aid consultant to sit down.
Okay.
Maybe those ladies may be there at the college here. Yeah, and go to those
places. Well, it's saying that there are ladies here that are going to help you, and I want you to do whatever they tell you to do, because this is saying that January is a big power month for you, so I want you to take advantage of it, Melvin.
Okay. Yeah, because I have the semester starts on the 6th of next month. I don't know if I'll be able to meet that deadline. Do you see me?
Well, make sure you ask that question first thing tomorrow morning. Say, I really want to be in this semester because I'm so close to finishing.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Hey,
well, I'll send you all the good mojo. Happy New Year.
Okay, I want to ask you, can I ask you one thing?
I'm sorry, I still got to get to a lot of calls, Melvin. I'm sorry. But
remember
that this month is your big power month. Happy New Year. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi, this is Annette. How are you?
Hi, Annette. What's your question?
I would love to know and to see what's in store for me for 2014.
Okie doke. Let me see. All right. You have two cards here that I absolutely love for you. You have this card of potential, but I want to tell you about the traditional meaning of this card. This card in some decks, it resonates to the Pope or the Hierophant, which is the literal meaning of that card is that somebody who studies the path to God through written word and teachings, and they study and they study and they study and they study and they study, and then they finally understand after all that studying that their connection to God had nothing to do with the written word or what other people taught them. That it
That's
was just
powerful.
I'm telling you that because you need to know this.
That's
for what's going to happen moving forward for you. That your connection to God has nothing to do with man's interpretation of the connection of God.
Amen.
It is your connection of God.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, I'm telling you that because it's supposed to create an enormous amount of freedom for you when you tap into that power, that you don't think of you don't think of other people's rules to get to what you want. you think of your understanding of God's rules for you
yes.
to get what
yes.
you want. Okay?
Yes.
And the secret to getting what you want, and this is big mm-hmm. stuff, big stuff, mm-hmm. is that you fall in love with your life exactly
yes.
the way it is.
Yes. Oh my
okay?
God.
Okay.
Yes.
And you were supposed to hear that today.
Yes. That's,
all right.
Like I said, that's very, very powerful. That hits me, that's hitting me really, really deep.
Okay.
Very deep.
Now, it means that there are, and I want to tell you about the two little mundane things here that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple people here that don't quite get you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a burden on you right now. They're trying to sway you away from the life that you were born to live. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to cut them out of your life. You don't have to say, mm-hmm. oh, you guys are dead to me. I no longer want anything to do with you. I just
mm-hmm.
don't want you to take them so seriously.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Very true. I know who they
just
are.
Say, you know, I just when the phone rings and you know it's them calling,
mm-hmm.
from now on, don't answer it when they call.
Yeah.
Call them
yeah.
back at your convenience. Don't
yes.
be responsive at their convenience.
That's true.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the last card I want to tell you about, because this is your big highlight in 2000. I mean, I'm just going to say it in two sentences. You're going to live your potential, and you're going to fall in love with your life. That's 2014 for you.
Okay.
There is a big letting go of things that
yes.
no longer work for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Simple
yes,
as that.
I love it.
Just a deep, big letting go of what's not working for you.
I love it.
All right, my friend.
It.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Many
All
blessings
right. See
you
later.
To you and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code 609.
Oh.
Hello, 609.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Phyllis.
Hey.
Hi, Mona. Hi.
Did you say Phyllis?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. What's your question?
About 2014.
Okay, let me see. All right.
I'm going to put you on speaker for a second, if that's okay.
Oh, I don't care. Okay, I want to tell you that in 2014, and it's funny because I'm getting this card a lot today. I'm getting a lot of this card that talks about, it's the name of this card is Clinging to the Past. In traditional tarot, it's the Five of Cups. So if you want to look
right.
up the Five of Cups in traditional tarot, it's a card that dwells so much on the past that it's not looking at the gifts that still remain in the future and in the present moving forward, all right? So
right.
you need to let go of the crap from the past that's holding you back.
Okay.
It's just time to let it go. Because as soon as you even open yourself a little bit to just finally letting it go, it says that the angels are guiding your path.
Right.
And I haven't said that to anybody today. You have a card that talks about the angels are guiding your path. And one of the things that the angels are guiding you away from is this guy that seems to be a stingy bastard. Do you recognize him?
I recognize many of them.
Okay. Okay. Any man that comes into your life that is a stingy bastard is not going to be a part of your life moving forward. And
okay.
any guy that was that in your past is not going to be a part of your present. So, and when I call a guy stingy, he's not just stingy with his money. He's stingy with his time, his thoughtfulness, his willingness to pitch in and help. That's a stingy guy, all right?
Well,
and that's not the kind...
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. But that's not the kind of guy you're supposed to be with, all right? Now, here's the thing. You have a card here that talks about the more playful, coquettish, engaging, and generous you are, the more love rushes into your life.
Right, but are you talking, you could be talking about a family member too, correct?
Yes.
Or no?
Like, yeah,
okay.
I could. See, so sometimes this card comes up. Wait, okay. Let me tell you this. Phyllis, sometime this card comes up for a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
And that you need to realize that's not the kind of energy that you want to attract to yourself anymore. So you realize that that person's not going to change, and you treat them accordingly.
Yeah, because as soon as you said stingy, I didn't think money. I thought time and I thought time and being nice. You know what I mean?
Right. Thoughtfulness.
Thoughtfulness. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, but your biggest and your power month in 2014 is March. And it's
okay.
Saying that the angels, and I'm going to say it this way, the angels will make an appearance to you in March to guide you to your next step.
Okay.
And that,
that
what you
sense.
Need to do between what you need to do between now and March is to let go of the things that cause you pain and the people that are just not worthy of you.
Okay. I'm going to
All right, my friend, I got to go.
All right.
I'm sorry, I got to go. Thanks.
That's all right.
Happy New Year. Okay, I've got somebody here. It's a 01166 number. So, hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. What's your question?
Well, anything to do with career or work for 2014 would be great.
Let me see. All right. Okay, it's saying that the last year has been a bit of a challenge for you. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, the last year has talked about you working very hard and not getting a lot of reward for it, all right? So what I want you to do is I want you to start looking at 2014 as though you're ready for being all in or total commitment, because I know you work very hard. But it's saying that the vision or the new beginning you thought you were going to have in 2013 actually never really happened the way you wanted. So you may have to do sort of a sidestep, take something lateral that's not really a promotion, but lateral to put you slightly in a different direction, but that in so doing, it actually leads you to the kind of opportunity that you really wanted to have in the first place. So what line of work are you in?
I'm a lecturer. I teach at a college.
Okay, because one of the things that could be a variation of what you do is if you did large presentations hired by a company to do that across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Or around the world even. And that your whole goal may be to take what you're doing now to develop it to that level.
Okay.
The one thing I want to say that might be a good idea for you to consider to add to your repertoire of presentation is to learn how to be a little funnier. Hannah, there is a intense side to you that you're so good at narrowing right in on the bottom line of something. You're so good at incredibly explaining detail. But one of the things that I'd love to see you explore is how to be a little bit more funny, a little bit more, because here's the thing, is that you're not somebody that I would say would be good at small talk. You're not somebody that is good at mingling at a cocktail party. You're kind of a one-on-one kind of person that you like.
Yeah.
That's how you are. I'm actually suggesting that you learn how to be, and I know it sounds calculating, but I want you to learn how to be a little bit funnier and a little lighter, and you might need to maybe go through an organization like Toastmasters to do that, or even take a comedy class from somebody. Because what it's saying is that as soon as people can see that there's a lighter side to you, that the opportunity that's been eluding you will suddenly fly right to you.
Yeah, because in general, I do think I've got a good sense of humor. And my partner, my boyfriend, he's really good at what you say now. He's really good at the small talk and making people feel comfortable. But as soon as I'm in a professional context, I do put up this wall. That's very true. And I become very professional. So, okay. That's interesting.
So here's my thought, is that, and by the way, your relationship with your boyfriend will improve too. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it now. I actually think you found a great guy. But the thing is that you're so focused on why things haven't happened the way you wanted them to in your career that there's sort of this innate sadness that you're running around with. Because at this point in your life, it should be about tackling new adventures. And I want you to start creating the new adventures. And in a way, the way to create the new adventure is to get to the point where you kind of relax into the process instead of always having the goal forefront in your head.
Okay. So you think maybe like a comedy organization or a drama organization or acting?
Well,
or...
What I'm getting is that the more that you can twist a phrase so that it comes across as engaging and amusing, the more people will pay attention to you. Because we can always go back into the serious focus side. The one that's going to get you the attention is the one that can be the social side.
And, you know, I think you're so right, because when I lecture and I'm actually tired, the days that I'm tired, I'm more myself, and sometimes I say the silliest things and people start laughing and I'm so much more relaxed. It's when I'm off guard. So when I really try, you know, when I'm not protecting myself.
So you know what I'm talking about. The more authentic you are, the more that's going to happen for you. And I'm sorry, Hannah, I have to go. Oh, Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Thank you
so much.
Okay, bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
Hi, my name is Jeff Radcliffe, partner at Raster Media. We often get asked questions like, can you build me the next Amazon.com for Russian brides? Or can you make my social application the next Pinstagram? Well, here's what it boils down to.
We believe that one day more entrepreneurs will rise up and make their dreams become a reality. We believe in building powerful, feature-rich mobile applications with stunningly beautiful mobile interfaces and immersive user interactions. We believe in designing and building websites that are so rich and responsive, you can't believe they're running in a browser. We believe in including your users from the beginning, yes, the very beginning, and giving all users a voice. For 10 years, we've built the most robust and secure applications, user-friendly, innovative software, and much more. Have a dream. We